views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is our opportunity to shift and change and transform ourselves into all that we are meant to be, do, and have in this lifetime. We are here on purpose. We are here in all of our power, in all of our truth. And if we are going through a major shift right now with all that's occurring energetically and with the planets, and with really, I think, a massive collective shift, and we are experiencing new feelings, a little discomfort, tiredness, a variety of shifts in our personal lives, then we're right on target. This is the time. So today's show is about authenticity and expectations. I can't get away from the topic of our truth, mainly because it's from our truth that we want to create. This is a tremendous opportunity for us to step into all that we are. So join me for the next hour and shift with me. And we are totally opening the phone lines for this topic. If you want to call in and allow the masters and archangels and all of the light beings that want to work with you to show up, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Who am I? I am a transformational catalyst. I work with masters and archangels to shift old agreements, contracts, cords, move energies in your field that no longer align with who you are. We can be carrying a lot of old stuff in our field that just doesn't match. So why does authenticity matter in terms of who we are and what we're trying to create now? If we're going through a shift, then some of the prior expectations that we have had, that others have put on us, that our society says, this is how you need to be in this world, this is how you need to perform, all of that is feeling like an outfit that no longer fits you. There's something wrong with it. You want to get out of it. It feels dead a little bit. And this is what it feels like when we are not being authentic. We start to shut down. We start to get almost paralyzed. And the reason we get paralyzed is that we have what are called double binds. These are having two sets of expectations at the same time. So your authentic self, you know, is having one set of desires, and the expectations of your job, the people that are your loved ones, your acquaintances, your the economy, your culture, whatever, those are another set that are dictating to you what you should like, what you should want, what you should be responding to. When those two collide, we have paralysis. We're either going to deny one or the other, or we're going to go into a freeze. And in that freeze, let me tell you what that's like. We start saying this kind of thing, and tell me if you've ever said this. I just don't know what I want. I really don't know. I have no idea. Well, let's create a thaw here. Let's release some of this paralysis so that you can step into all of your truth, all of who you are. Who you are is on purpose. You know, we say some of these things, but then we leave our meditation practice in the morning or our morning reading or whatever we do to start our day, and we go right back into that other world. And we're trying to use our spirituality to tolerate the rest of our lives. You know, on one level, that just sounds absurd, doesn't it? To try to create a spiritual life that will allow us to put up with the rest of our day, the next 23 hours. That's a lot to ask of any person. That's a lot to ask of Source. And I can tell you that Source isn't flowing through you so that you can tolerate anything. Are there places where we need discipline? Are there places where we need to apply effort, where setting goals is a good thing to do to create something? Of course. But it isn't the end-all be-all when it comes to living our truth. So what is your truth today? What's showing up for you? Anyway, we have so much to talk about on this topic. If you are not happy with your world as it is in 3D, I want you to be brave today and think about what it is that you are not happy about. Don't start explaining to me, well, they're doing the best they can. Well, they tried their best. Well, this is just how the world is, or it is what it is. Don't do that. I want you to go to the essence of the truth of what it is that is not working for you. When we know that truth, then we can begin to shift. Then we can begin to clear. And when we clear, it's good for all involved. It is for our highest good and the highest good of all involved. Does this make sense? Source is not selfish. Source is not like your parents or the school or the principal or your boss. Source comes from a level of unconditional love that is just so incredible. We don't even get it sometimes. We think it's going to be bad. We think the consequences will be terrible for stepping into our truth. I'm here to tell you, it's a brave new world when you do it. So, Benny, it sounds like we've got a caller from Bellevue. Let's get right to it.
Yeah, we'll bring on Susan. Susan, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. I just, everything that you said really resonated with me. I was kind of chuckling
so
as you were talking.
What's happening?
I just wanted to get some insight, some support. I've really been working on being congruent with with my spiritual energy and what I need to do in this life to support my family, and I'm feeling a tug of war, and so I just thought I would see if I could get some help from my angels.
You bet. Well, first of all, let's not be afraid of the tug of war. So tell me what the tug of desire is. What are you wanting?
The first thing that comes to mind is a freedom. And I don't exactly know what that is.
Where do you feel it? Are you feeling it up in your high heart area, up in your shoulders?
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
And that's where I get a lot of headaches and tension.
When do you feel that freedom up there? Where are you? What's going on? Is it in certain moments of the day? Where is it?
Gosh, that's a good feeling. That's a good question.
When does it show up for you? It can be anywhere. It can be any time, right?
Yeah. You know, it's tough. I'm a mom and a wife and a career woman, so
yeah.
It'll show up. I just feel the need to go run or be in nature, or be outside, or be on a paddleboard.
Right.
And so I feel it sometimes when I, you know, I'm driving to work, and I love my job and I love the people that I work with, but
right.
sometimes I feel like, you know, that's not it.
Right. Well, a couple of things that are they're kind of neat that you shared. First of all, you know, sometimes we're waiting on something out there to give us permission to step into our truth. And you can give yourself permission today. You are the grantor of permission, your higher self, you. You can choose when you get your 20 minutes, when you get your hour, when you do your hike. And the thing that we tell ourselves sometimes is that it's inconvenient to others. It's not a good time. I can't shut down my mind and my distractions that long. How much time do I need? So we're afraid of the answer sometimes. So let me ask you, how long does it take for you to reach a place where you feel peaceful, where you feel good? Does it take 2 hours?
No, actually, I can do it intentionally in probably like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay. And then to not snap back in so quickly into the other distractions, how much time do you feel like it's effective for you in that space, staying there, just really being there, letting yourself really luxuriate so all your cells, every part of you is fully aligned and connected? You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling you right
yeah.
now. It's flowing through you. And you're great. You do it very quickly. It's awesome. But in that time, you're getting some thoughts. You're getting some resonance. You're getting some ideas of things that you want to create, do, get quiet about. Do you allow yourself any time after that to use that energy?
No.
Mm-hmm. And if you did, what would happen? Would there be consequences? Mm. Would people scream?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 You feel sometimes.
Yeah.
I definitely put it on the back burner to do that because I think I should be doing yeah. something else for someone else.
All righty. Well, Susan, would you like to stay on hold while we go to break and we come back to this? Would that work?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? And we're going to go to break and then come back about stepping into this. And what I want you to be thinking about, Susan, in this little period is you achieve that place where you are connected and aligned with yourself, with your higher self, with your energy. And now we want to turn the ship and step into it. And this is where we're going to hit a lot of the blocks, a lot of the resistance. I want you to not be afraid during the break. Take a look at some of those. And we're going to come back in and release and clear some of that. All right? So let's go to break. And we'll be back with some more with Susan.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast. Somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they sit.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Would you like to remember more of your dreams or understand the ones you have? How about leveraging your sleeping hours to create more in your life? Most of us aren't familiar with this powerful aspect of ourselves. Join Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, at her unique Astral Allies Retreat, September 24th through the 27th. This three-night retreat in the Cascade Mountains includes food, lodging, energy healings, free time in nature, and immeasurable spiritual growth. Email lynn@ruintoit.com to register as space is limited.
Calling all dreamers. Are you living your dream life? Actualize your possibilities with Life Coaching Radio and your host, Deb Stetzer. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, Deb is here to help you turn your dreams into a reality. Life Coaching Radio. Dream it, live it, be it. To learn more about Deb, visit www.mylifecoach.us.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
You say what you want to say and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Hello there. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. We're talking with Susan, who is presenting a scenario that many of us know very, very well, where we have created a set of commitments and expectations in our lives about how we live as a parent, as someone who works, as a partner. And a lot of the things that we live, we kind of look at almost in a sense like handcuffs. In a sense, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, and we're not using a lot of the words of choice. And so one thing I wanted to ask you, Susan, thanks for holding, is there a message in your field that if you do what you want, you're being selfish?
Yeah.
And has it always been there? Has it been there from childhood? Is it acquired taste.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And, you know, when we are demonstrating to our children the choices that we're making and the things that we're stepping into and the joy that we have, that's quite an example to present. We don't learn that in the public sector. We learn that, you know, we need to make these sacrifices. And we start using these words like, I have to go pick up the kids and I have to get to work and I have to get to this meeting. And we change all of our language around that from instead of being about choosing. And then we also create almost a second tier of our energy. In other words, everyone else's demands come first. And you know what? I'll get to my dream after about 9 o'clock when everybody's gone to bed and I'm exhausted and I can't even think a straight thought. So, you know, if you were to change that, tell me what objections started coming up when I asked you to do that exercise of stepping into your passions, of stepping into that freedom. What were all the voices that came up?
The financial, the responsibilities that I have financially, was the big one, and following expectations. You know, people expect mm-hmm. it to go a certain way, and I don't know exactly what the answers are to step into my passion.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Don't judge them. Just allow them to come up. So one thing that's coming up too for you is all or nothing thinking, right? In other words, if you step into all that you desire, finances are out the window. Forget that. Everything's going to fall apart because you're doing what you want. You're living your life on purpose. And if you have children and if you have a partner, they absolutely will not and cannot support you and your dreams and your truth.
Well, the interesting thing is that I sense is that I left a really toxic work environment to go to a really positive one, but I kept myself the same.
And so same energy. Brought yourself.
Yeah, the people around me are really supportive, and my family would be really supportive of me doing things, but it's me that feels guilty.
Sure. So let's just go into this. I'm going to go ahead and bring some of the masters and archangels in right now, and we're going to serve up whatever you're ready to let go of, okay? So I want you to put the finances and the children and the family and the work and the guilt and the coercion and the manipulation. Just see yourself just releasing them and handing them out. And part of you is going to feel like you are being very irresponsible, but that's not what we're doing here. We're releasing the attachment. And when you release the attachment, you're letting go of some of the fear so that you're coming from a place of want. So let's just have them come in. We're clearing out some of the contracts and agreements in your heart space. There is some ancestral energies, some traditional energies going on. And we're going to clear some of these out, some of the core fear that if you step into your passion, things will fall apart. And this is not based on other people. This is just based on some of the agreements you've had. There's some energies that like to come in the back door for you, but there's a part of you a little afraid of some of your passions. There's a part of you that, you know, thinks, well, you know, I need to create them and I have to manufacture them first and I may mess up a little bit. And there's no real room for that. So we're just going to clear out some of the part of you that is almost disempowering you in your solar plexus. This is really very deep for you, Susan. This is not some lightweight set of agreements for you. This is some real heavy energies in your emotional field, too. You took on a lot of stuff, whether in your family. And it is continued. Even in your workplace place, you have some people that are, you know, flinging into your field just to be supported by you. And there's a part of you that thinks you owe that or that it's okay because you're really very kind. You're very loving. So I'm going to just do a wash right now, just with some beautiful Supreme Being light, just clear out some of this and we're going to seal you up a bit. I'm going to bring in Archangel Michael and put on some protection for you. But this is some deep stuff. You've done great while we're talking. You have done a really beautiful job releasing some of this. There's some tension through the neck and the shoulders. And I'd love to work with you again. But if you can see yourself handing it off and bringing in the light beings and the masters to work with you, it's going to feel a little emotional for you. but you are not letting the world down. This is just really important for you. You're here on purpose. There's some beautiful energies that you bring through your work, whether it's through your mothering or through your work, and people are responding to that vibration. But you don't have to give it out willy-nilly. You can save some for yourself. So I'm going to let you go, Susan, and we will you can reach me at 678-665-3366. And you know, I can't do a full session on the radio, obviously. I typically spend 60 to 75 minutes with clients doing work, and I really honor what is being presented, so I really appreciate Susan for what she has shared. And, you know, I'd like to create sacred space for the ones that I work with. This is a very honorable thing that's being presented, but I'm sure many of you could feel the beautiful vibration from Susan and what she's stepping through. And she's a beautiful prototype for what many of us are walking through. Truly honor your light. Really honor what you carry in this world. It is a privilege when you get access to a corporate building and carry that badge through there. People will turn their heads. They will notice something different as your energy walks down the hall. And understand when you have a moment of pause as you raise children or as you're feeding the family or as you're running errands, and when you need to step away and get quiet, allow that for yourself, or create those appointments with your partner despite objections or whether it's convenient to others. We are in a time right now where we need to step into our power, and it is for the good of our family and the good of the world. All of us need to understand that right now. I can't even stress this enough. So again, how do you reach me? How do you work with me? Go to my website, lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com. You can find there my services as far as clearing and energetic healing and coaching services to help you step into all that you are, to shift through some of the heavy energies that are going on. Some of you are carrying some really heavy stuff in your physical field that it's time to let go of. And I also have some CDs that will help you clear on your own. So take a look. They're also available by MP3. And I'll walk you through a whole clearing session, bringing in the masters and the archangels to help you do that. I can't tell you enough how important it is for you to keep your field clear, to continue on your progression. And don't be afraid. Source is not out to harm you. Source is not out to harm you. This is an awesome, awesome time and an awesome day to begin. So when we come back, we'll take some more callers. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we're listening to Sheer Alchemy.
You got what it takes, you can win. You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. I know that you can, then you will get to the top of the hill.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic disease. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We are back. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. We've started with a bang. We've hit some nerves here today. Oh, my goodness. You know, I want you to go back a little bit to the topic here, which is about authenticity versus expectations and that feeling of deadness sometimes that occurs when we are not living authentically in our own space, in our own lives. We chose this in many ways. We chose the partners, we chose the children, we chose the work, and then we turn it into a have to. And there's a part of us that felt we needed to do that with our lives. And I can tell you many stories of my own about where I made certain choices. But the assumption is that in the midst of all that, that there is nothing for you. That if you do anything for you, it is going to be selfish and be construed as somehow taking away from something else. Where did we learn that when we live some aspect of our lives true to our passions, that we are therefore taking away from others? So I want you to think about that. Sometimes we make peace because it can feel like rest, right? We'd rather not have the contention in the family or the disruption that occurs when we ask for time or to step into something that is meaningful to us but no one else in our families, whatever it is. And so we would just rather cave than go through the drama of it, right? And I want to introduce some point in this show, if we get the chance, what it's like to bring in the masters and archangels into the situations that feel contentious. And I've been working with a lot of clients on this. I'm starting to do more teaching than ever on how to shift the energies by bringing these powerful light beings that only come in upon invitation. Okay, you have to invite them. And I want you to learn how to experience the shift that they can help you with when you start stepping into yourselves. So, Benny, who have we got on the line?
Sure, we'll take Cammie, and Cammie is calling in from Seattle. So, Cammie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Cammie. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, tell me what sparked your nerve.
Well, I have a relationship with someone it's very deep, and it's been going back and forth for a while, and it's kind of causing some disruptions in my energy and in my daily life from time to time. And I just was wondering if there's like a soul contract issue or if there's, I don't know, if there's some kind of clearing I could do between this person and I, or that you could help me with, because it's starting to get where I can't focus sometimes on things.
Okay, and what's it like when you get sucked back into it? What draws you back?
Well, I'm in love with the person, but I don't want to be sometimes, and sometimes I still do want to love them, and it's really back and forth, and sometimes it feels really happy, and then sometimes it feels really, really deeply sad.
Okay. So there's just some deep, deep connection that occurs, almost like you guys aren't done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the distraction such that when you're working or you're, you know, focusing on yourself, that it's almost like an obsession that comes up?
Yeah, sometimes it can be. Like, I have another love in my life. I mean, like, with my work, I love what I do.
Uh-huh.
So this can often, like, distract me from that. But mm-hmm. but even so, sometimes the situation with this person still can affect me then, too.
Right. Okay. So I'm just getting a lot right now in your throat space, okay, which is typically the place where we speak our truth. And I'm going to ask you to just release right now both work, him, everything around you, if you can. Just really get centered in your field right now. Just really get as close as you can to your heart space. And I've got the tightness here and there of different things going on. I can feel it. I can feel him coming in your back door.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel a part of your power center that's a little afraid. It's almost like you're afraid to hurt him really bad. You're afraid to let him go through some things in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're really taking care of him.
Yeah, there was an issue where I was protecting him because I felt other people shouldn't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. All righty. And so that's been important to you to this point. But now there's a part of you, because there's a little anger going on for you as well, right? Not just a little.
I'm pretty angry at him.
You're pissed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because I was writing about being angry before I started the show, is that we sometimes think, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be angry. Well, sometimes we need to be angry because there's a part of you that's giving away too much. You know that.
Yeah.
And you're concerned that if you really step up and you ask him to step up, that he won't.
Yeah.
And that's the attachment that needs to be released. But there's a part of you that really, really wanted this to work. You wanted it not to be a distraction. You wanted it to be a good thing, but he's slow. He's not moving like you are. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
It's very aggravating when other people are not performing.
Yeah, that's just spot on.
Isn't it? If we could just control everybody. So here's the thing. When we do a release and when we clear this out, so right now I want you to try this and just, you know, this is on trust. You don't have to if you don't want to right now, but I'm going to ask you to release this agreement. And this is really releasing out of your power center big time. You are so ready. And out of the back of your shoulders, it's like you've been carrying this big bag of weight all along and just letting this go. And we're going to see yourself handing back this coil of rope to him, handing back these agreements, handing all this weight back to him. This is not a denial of love. Unconditional love does not carry everybody else's baggage. Unconditional love doesn't carry someone else's life path. He carries his own. He needs to step up, and he can't do it if you're taking care of him. So what happens when we release? It's amazing. If they really want something, they step up. They just do. Energetically, they step up. But what happens for you is that you almost like you cut through the BS after this. And you're just like, yeah, I'm done. I don't do that anymore. And this is what you're being called into. So you separate these two things. One is that he's showing up to yank your chain again. You're going to step up. He's going to get to step up because of you. Thank you. Very nice of you, Cammy. And he is going to get the benefit of the journey. Is it always easy? No, it's not. But you are releasing so beautifully right now. I don't know if you can feel it, but it is going totally through me right now. And you're just handing to him his energy right now.
Yeah, I can see the rope, but I can see the connection, and I feel like light flowing to him.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And you're sending love to him. It's not like you're abandoning him. But we confuse unconditional love from source with some of our codependent enabling making someone else feel better love. Very different. Right? It doesn't mean we become hateful and spiteful, but we're firm. And you have a beautiful connection with your work. I'm not saying it's either or, but part of this whole thing is you learning to balance your power in your field. You feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've said to myself, I know it sounds bad, but sometimes I've said to myself that I love my work more because it brings me, I don't know, the most satisfaction I've ever had in my life.
Well, bad is somebody else's word because that's not really coming from your heart. That's not you.
Yeah.
So somebody else, maybe they threw that crap at you and you can release that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, when we're at choice, we don't have to label anything anymore. We just stay in integrity with our energy. And when someone is taking too much, it's because they don't want to do their own work. Always try to remind yourself of that. When they suck too much, they want you to do the work for them. And that is not okay. That's not who you are. And you have a beautiful energy, by the way. The way you show up, the way you show up at work, there's a lot of divine guidance that comes for you. There's a lot of inspiration that comes for you. And there's a lot of people very much touched by you. So where your frustration comes in is when you're not being all that you can be. So the other person, you know, maybe he's going to make a little noise about it. And sometimes our loved ones do that. Just with our last caller too, a lot of us have had that experience. When we step into our truth, other people that count on us have to shift. And so there's this adjustment thing. It looks a little messy for a while. And they're either going to shift or they're not. But it doesn't mean that because they make a stink, you have to quit.
Okay.
So it's very cool. You have done an awesome job. That your neck area is looking beautiful. Your heart space is wide open. Your aura is just gorgeous right now. So enjoy. And I can promise you after this call and whenever you decide, and I'm using that word, decide to connect with him, whether in the next few hours or the next day, you are going to sense a definite difference in you and in him. And the way it works is that it's almost like water off a duck's back. It's not that you don't care, but they don't yank your chain quite the same way.
Okay, thank you so much. I feel
you bet. Of course. Well, call anytime you want to do some work. You're doing awesome. All right. Well, Benny, that was awesome. I am super happy with the calls today. This is really some beautiful set of examples that people are presenting to us. And, you know, sometimes we really want peace more than we want our truth. And I hate to put it that way, but we want to talk a little bit about what it's like when we turn the Titanic, when we turn our behavior from being this conciliatory, go along, make everyone happy kind of person, thinking that we've got so much space in our energy field to take it all on, to not doing that anymore because we're using the space in our energy field to create what we were here to create. So we'll go to break now, and when we come back, we're going to go into that one.
Keep you around, and then kick you again when you're down.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment in advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Cy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Cy has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Cy now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. What happens after we shift? An energetic shift can be disconcerting. When you shift from the known to the unknown, you literally are going into unknown territory without the former rules and constraints that held you in check. You feel happiness and joy, but you're nervous about not knowing what's next. Even happiness can be unfamiliar. You just don't have the guardrails. No one's telling you. It's dangerous. Stop. You'll get hurt. Plunge in. Leap. Taste it. Listen to your intuitive guidance. Let yourself step beyond the boundaries that you've known and challenge yourself to listen to your intuitive guidance, to your higher self, and learn what you were placed here to do. I'm Leslie Fontaine. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Hi again, this is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. It's an opportunity to shift and change what we're ready to do. So this isn't about, you know, shaming ourselves or making ourselves change something we're not ready to do. I have so many conversations with clients about, you know, if we can just move on, if we can just get over it, if we can step into stuff. Well, all that does is just shove stuff deeper within us. Then we also, you know, we'll have calls about, well, got to be in control. We've got to look like we're in control. So whether it's the children or the jobs, the persona that we're projecting everywhere, look like we're in control. And a lot of that is about fear, isn't it? Control is about fear. So when I talk about releasing agreements and releasing the expectations of others, there's fear associated with that because we're coming face to face with something that our culture and our society is not fully supportive of. That's fine if you don't have responsibilities, right? But if you have responsibilities and you start talking about releasing, well, hell, all things, everything could break loose. I mean, it could be a mess. That's the assumption. And so follow my thoughts here. As we continue down that path, we realize that we have put a lot of negative connotations onto the directions from source. So if we release, all hell's going to break loose. If we release and step into our passions, we're going to become poor. We're going to lose the house. We're going to become irresponsible parents. We're going to lose our partners. No one's going to stick around when we step into our dreams and our passions. And I really want you to check out all this messaging that's in your field, because that's what's affecting the repeated experience over and over again. What I say to you, I say to myself. A lot of information we're talking about is being channeled. So I'm hearing it for myself as well. I don't judge anyone about any of this stuff. When we feel the squeeze, when we're ready to step into our truth, when we hit that proverbial wall, it's time for us to take a look, but do so non-judgmentally. And what does that mean? That means putting the energies of your ancestral line, of your work environment, of past lifetimes, the messaging that surfaces over and over again, and just examine what your desire is, what it is, and now examine what it is that is standing in the way of you stepping into all that you are. Listen to the messaging. Whose voice is it? When does it show up for you? It's not meant to be that you do your dream when you're exhausted. That sounds ridiculous. We love to talk about how we live in a free country, but we are so comfortable with our handcuffs. Isn't it amazing? So think about this a little bit and examine little areas of your life. Don't take on the whole enchilada. Take a look at this piece, then look at another piece, then look at another piece. Just break it down for yourself. Don't make this overwhelming. And notice the messaging that shows up. What's it like when we shift our energy? It's like turning our bodies in a way, but not taking any action yet. We shift into a direction, and we release some of the baggage, some of the attachments, some of the cords and agreements and contracts that are holding us in place, keeping our feet stuck in the molasses, and we just can't step out. We start to release. We notice some of the fear that comes up, and we ask ourselves, are we ready to let that go? You know, what I'm talking about is for people that are on some type of spiritual path, on some type of path that is calling them to live a higher life, to live a life that is coming from a place of full acceptance, coming from a place of full empowerment, not selfishness. So yes, is there a lower vibrational energy of power? Of course there is. We all know energies that manipulate and push people around and abuse people and make them feel less than. That is not the kind of power I'm talking about. I'm talking about an empowerment that comes from Source, that allows you to speak your truth, to step into all that you are, and that allows other people to have their reactions to it. I guarantee you, if you're on a spiritual path, that you are not going to be selfish to the point that you no longer take care of your children, you no longer respond to the needs of your job, and you no longer support the needs of your partner. That is just not going to happen. Now, you may come to some agreements with one another that, hey, it's time for me to take time out to go to school. It's time for me to take time out to go work on my dream. I'm going to, for the next year and a half, take 5 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays to work on my dream. So you want to create a vision for everyone about who you are and what you're stepping into. If you've created a life that's unsupported, where you are giving everything and no one's giving in return, there's a part of you that is in agreement with that. If you're ready to let that go, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to help you shift out of that so you start stepping into your truth. And guess what happens? You start to draw in energies that are supportive of you. You draw in those people that understand who you are and what you want to create, and they don't come to you from a place of need. Many of us are standing in the lives we have because we need to feel needed, and somehow that validates our existence. I know that life very well. I was the caretaker in my family for a very long time. And it was quite the journey to step through that. There was a lot of healing I had to go through, a lot of agreements and contracts that I had to choose to release. What's showing up for you today out of this show? A lot has happened for a lot of people today. You've heard two very wonderful callers sharing what they're going through. And this is so reflective of many of us, male and female, what we're doing, what we're creating, what we want to step into in terms of our life path and allow our loved ones to step into in terms of their own. So this has been such a pleasure today. I want to give you information on how to contact me. If you want to work with me, do some sessions that will just shoot you into the stratosphere of your life purpose. My name is Leslie Fontaine. The website is LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. You can also call me at 678-665-3366. I'm in London right now. It's been awesome to see a lot of my clients. here in this city, and also I'm going to soon be in Portland, Oregon, and in Cincinnati, Ohio, coming in November. So look me up, and if there's anything that you're really wanting to shift through, that it's time, you've gotten the memo from Spirit, it's time. Let's do it and understand that Source comes from a place of unconditional love and will not harm your loved ones. They may scream, but there is not harm involved. It's just allowing them to go through their own shifts. Give them the chance. Give them the opportunity. So once again, thanks for listening today. Feel free to contact me after the show. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.